During the calibration process, traffic volumes are continually looked at. However, if re-examining the volumes does not clear up the problem, check the timing and the loss time. Of course, the cycle length should have been coded correctly, so the likely culprit is the phase length and or loss time. For pre-time controllers, the timing is a trivial check, but this may also indicate the need for a field check of a particular controller. With actuated controllers, this is a different story. Theoretically, minor actuated movements should be operating near saturation. If the models say they are not, the estimates of the green times are likely not correct, unless, of course, all phases are operating on recall, thus destroying the purpose of actuated control in the first place. As with timing data, lost time can be a source of highly sensitive fluctuations in the intersection measures of effectiveness.